So today, Sarah G is a little bit not feeling well. So Seattle here is now to give Dharma talk on behalf of Sarah G. Sarah G gave him the responsibility to give talk for today. And Sarah says this is his very first time giving Dharma talk abroad. So he came to know that Sarah G will not be giving Dharma talk only if some moments ago. So at first, Sarah did not know what to give talk on. But based on what Sarah had learned, Pariyatti, the scriptures from the benefactors, and what Sarah had learned, what Seattle had learned by practice, patipatti, from the late Venerable Mahasi Seattle Ji, as well as our Pandita Rama Seattle Ji, based on the teachings, Seattle will now give the Dharma talk according to the teachings given by these Seattles. Sarah G has been giving talk on Pamada and Appamada. And now Sarah also explains that Pamada means negligence, failure, failing to note the presently arising object. And Appamada is non-negligence, non-failure, being mindful on whatever object that arises is called appamada. By being mindful on every bodily actions, it is kaya nupassana, contemplation on the bodily actions, being mindful on whatever feelings and sensations that arises is called vedana nupassana, contemplation on sensations and feelings. And whenever thoughts, imaginations arise, by being mindful of them, one is developing citta nupassana. And by being mindful, when one sees, hears, smells, tastes, touch, one is practicing dhamma nupassana. So by practicing these four foundations of mindfulness, respectfully, meticulously, with sustained mindfulness, is called appamada. To explain it practically, according to the teachings given by the Mahasi Seattle Ji, one has to focus one's attention on the abdomen, and one has to note rising and falling of the abdomen. When one is mindful of the rising of the abdomen, one experiences stiffness, tension. When noting falling of the abdomen, one experiences relaxation, movement. And at times, when one notes rising, falling, One experiences heat, warmth, cold, hardness, softness, and so on. So by being mindful of rising and falling of the abdomen, one is practicing kaya nupassana satipatthana. Practicing thus, one is said to be fulfilling appamada, non-negligence, non-failure. At times, one is not able to note rising and falling of the abdomen. Rising and falling of the abdomen cannot be noted when one's attention or when one's mind is going onto other things. And at times, one cannot feel the rising falling when the back is not straight, but when the back is arched, then one cannot feel the rising falling. So one has to keep one's body upright. And if one's upper body is very stiff, one cannot feel rising, falling also. So that's why one has to keep the upper body neither too stiff nor in arched form. So one should keep one's upper body upright. And one must not let one's mind go on other things, but one should focus one's attention on the navel area, the belly button area, and observe rising, falling. Still, if one is unable to be aware of rising, falling, it may happen that the garment is too tight around the waist. If the garment is too tight around the waist, it happens that one cannot feel the rising, falling. Especially for monks, the underrobe, if it is too tight, or in some time when the belt is too tight, then one cannot feel the rising, falling. So Xiaro suggests that during the sitting meditation, it is advisable to loosen the underrobe a little so that one can feel the rising, falling. And at times, it may be helpful to keep the belt, not to put on the belt, so that one can feel the rising, falling. Still, if the yogi has problem noting rising, falling, yogi can keep one's hand on the abdomen to feel the rising, falling. And by putting one's hand on the abdomen, one's rising, falling can be obvious. And still, if the yogi still have problem noting rising, falling, if the rising, fallings are not clear, then yogi can note sitting, touching. When the yogi notes sitting, touching, yogi has to be aware of the whole body in sitting position, lower part of the body cross-legged, upper body upright. So one has to keep one's awareness on the whole body in the sitting position and note as sitting. Touching, yogi has to focus on the touching point between the buttock and the cushion, or yogi can choose the touching area between the hands. So in this way, if the rising falling is not clear, yogi can note sitting, touching, sitting, touching. Noting sitting, touching is also kaya nupassana, contemplation on bodily action. And by practicing sitting, touching also, one is said to be fulfilling appamada. Some of the yogis ask whether they can note in and out on the nostrils. And Xiaro says one can note, but Xiaro says one also has to follow the guidance given by the meditation teacher. One has to follow the guidance accurately and respectfully. In the text, it also says that even though one may be well versed in the three pitaka, even though one may be well versed in the three baskets of scriptures, but still one has to follow the guidance given by the meditation teacher accurately respectfully. Only then one's practice will be smooth. So for those who have practiced anapana, the in-breath and out-breath, if they wish to do so, they may start being mindful of the in-breath and out-breath until their mind settles and become calm. When the mind becomes calm and gain concentration, samadhi, by noting in-breath and out-breath, then they can switch to rising, falling of the abdomen. So at the beginning of the sitting, one may be mindful of the in-breath and out-breath, but when the mind starts to calm down and gain concentration, one has to switch to rising and falling of the abdomen. And at that time, rising and falling will be obvious. It will be easy for the yogi to be noting rising, falling. And some of the yogis report that when they note rising, falling, they do not see rising, falling, but they only see stiffness and relaxation, tension, relaxation, and so on. So Shero says, yes, it is correct. Rising, falling is just the name, but stiffness, tension, relaxation are the nature involved in rising, falling. Yogis are asked to note rising, falling. Rising, falling is just the name, but one has to note rising, falling so that by noting rising, one notes the nature such as stiffness and tension, and by noting falling, one has to know the nature such as relaxation, movement, and so on. When one experiences tension and relaxation when noting rising and falling, yogi is coming to know Vayu Dhatu, wind element. When noting rising and falling, when the yogi experiences heat or cold, then the yogi is experiencing Tejo Dhatu, fire element or temperature element. As the yogi is noting rising and falling, at times he, she may experience hardness, softness. Hardness, softness is the nature of Vatavi Dhatu, earth element. And at times, as the yogi is noting rising and falling, he, she may experience stickiness. Stickiness is the nature of Abho Dhatu, water element. So when one is noting rising and falling, one is observing Vayu Dhatu, wind element. In the rising and falling, Vayu Dhatu, wind element is prominent. And by noting rising and falling, one experiences, one comes to know Vayu Dhatu, wind element, as well as the other three great elements. So when rising and falling of the abdomen is noted, one comes to know Vayu Dhatu, the wind element, as well as the other three great elements, and thus by noting rising and falling, one can know the four great elements. So rising, falling, noting rising, falling, one is observing materiality. So some of the yogis, they want to argue that there is no thing in the text saying one should note rising, falling. But Shero says, rising, falling, by noting rising, falling, one is knowing, one is observing the four great elements, which are materiality. So the practice is correct when one is observing materiality, which are the four elements, by noting rising, falling. Coming to know tension and relaxation, one knows Vayu Dhatu, wind element. When one experiences heat and cold, when noting rising falling, one comes to know Tejogatu, fire element or temperature element. And when one experiences stickiness, one is knowing Apodatu, water element. And when one experiences hardness, softness, it is Prathavidatu, earth element. In this way, by noting rising falling, one is observing the four great elements, which are materiality, and this is the correct way of practice. So one cannot deny that noting rising falling is not correct, but it is a correct practice. So one should not have doubt in the practice. One should feel rest assured that they are practicing the correct practice by noting rising falling. And without having doubt in the practice, by practicing further, one can develop vipassana jnana, insight knowledge. By noting rising falling, some yogis are making progress in the practice. When one notes rising and falling of the abdomen, at first yogi may just be knowing form or shape of the abdomen. But when yogi's sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration become strong, when one notes rising falling, one's mind will no longer fall onto the form or shape of the abdomen. So rising falling is just the name. When one sati and samadhi, mindfulness and concentration become strong, when noting rising falling, yogi comes to know hardness, softness. Knowing hardness, softness, yogi comes to know Prathavidatu, earth element. And as the yogi knows warmth, heat, cold, then knowing warmth, heat, cold, yogi comes to know Tejodhatu, the fire element or temperature element. And when noting rising, falling, when the yogi experiences stiffness, tension, movement, stiffness, tension, movement are the nature of Vayodhatu, wind element. And at times, yogi experiences stickiness when noting rising, falling. Stickiness is the nature of Apodhatu, water element. So as the yogi is coming to know the true nature, such as stiffness, tension, warmth, heat, cold, relaxation, movement, and so on, yogi comes to understand that there is no being, no I, no you, no Deva, no Brahma, no human. What really exists is the Nama and Rupa, mentality and materiality. Rising of the abdomen is materiality. The noting mind is Nama, mentality. Falling of the abdomen is Rupa, materiality. The noting mind is Nama, mentality. So yogi discerns mind and matter distinctly. Yogi understands that materiality is one thing, the noting mind is Nama, which is other. And by noting, one should be noting respectfully with faith and confidence. One should have the faith and confidence that by noting rising, falling, one can realize Nibbana, which is true happiness. So one should have faith and confidence that this practice, noting rising, falling, can lead to Nibbana. And faith and confidence is called Sada. And one should have Sada, faith and confidence in the practice. If one does not have faith and confidence, one cannot make progress in the Dhamma. Rising falling of the abdomen was noted. It was practiced this way by the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji. The late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji practiced this method by noting rising falling, and the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji attained supramundane knowledge by noting rising falling of the abdomen. So this is the method that the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji practiced himself, and what the late Venerable Mahasi Syaraji had taught the disciples. So by noting rising falling, one can realize Nibbana, one can attain, one can become Arahat by noting rising falling, and one should have faith and confidence in the practice. So yogis should have faith and confidence in the practice. Having faith and confidence alone is not enough. Just by having faith and confidence, and if one is not practicing, if one is sleeping, then one will not get benefit. So one should practice diligently, full of alertness. Practicing diligently, this effort is called viriya. Being mindful of the objects, it is sati, mindfulness. When there is mindfulness, the mind will stick onto the object. When the mind falls calm and collected on the object, this collectedness of the mind is called samadhi, concentration. When one gains samadhi, one discerns distinctly that rising of the abdomen is apart from the noting mind. So in this way, rising of the abdomen and the noting mind are apart from each other. Rising of the abdomen is the rupa, materiality. The noting mind is the nama, which is mentality. By noting rising and falling of the abdomen with diligence, one overcomes the wrong view, such as I, he, she. In this way, one can remove deity, wrong view, when one is mindful. And further practicing further, one also understands cause and effect. Rising of the abdomen arises because one inhales air. One inhales air because there is the intention to inhale. Intention to inhale, it is nama, mentality, which is the cause. Inhaling, it is rupa, materiality. And when one inhales, rising takes place. And rising is also materiality. So in this way, the intention is the cause, which is mentality. Inhaling, it is materiality. And when one inhales, rising occurs, which is also materiality. And also when noting falling of the abdomen, falling takes place as one breathes out. Breathing out takes place because what there is the intention to breathe out. Intention to breathe out is the cause, which is mentality. Breathing out, it is the effect, which is materiality. And when one breathes out, falling takes place. Breathing out is the cause, which is materiality. Falling of the abdomen, it is the effect, which is materiality. In this way, one knows cause and effect. And these are arising as cause and effect. And when one is being mindful, this noting mind is the mentality. When one is being mindful, knowledge arises. And when one's knowledge arises, when one's knowledge becomes matured, then Nibbana, the true cessation, will take place. So in this way, yogi understands cause and effect. And finally, by noting continuously, one can realize Nibbana. which is the true cessation of all the mentality and materiality. One should be noting rising falling with effort. Effort is viriya. Mindfulness is sati. And when the mind is calm and collected, samadhi, concentration, develops. And when samadhi, concentration develops, one also develop knowledge, panya. And in this way, viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya develops, and dhammasaka, the wheel of the dhamma, will keep on rotating. Wheel of dhamma will arise continuously, just like rotating a wheel. When these viriya, sati, samadhi, and panya, effort, mindfulness, concentration, and wisdom arise continuously. Being able to be mindful this way, applying this viriya effort, sati, mindfulness, and samadhi, concentration, one can develop knowledge, such as knowledge into nama rupa, mind and matter, knowledge into cause and effect. And one also comes to know the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. One comes to understand arising and passing away. In this way, one develops 16 levels of jnana, knowledge. And finally, one can realize nibbana, which is true cessation. So Sarah explains briefly how one develops knowledge by noting rising, falling of the abdomen. So Sarah says, when one notes rising, falling of the abdomen, respectfully, carefully, then yogi experiences many things that it is not easy to explain everything to the meditation teacher. So in order to experience many things, one should be practicing, especially the primary object, rising and falling of the abdomen, respectfully, meticulously. One should exert effort in the practice. One should be mindful of the object so that one will gain concentration. And one needs faith and effort, faith and confidence in the practice. Having faith and confidence, one should exert effort in the practice. One should be mindful of these objects, and thus samadhi, concentration, develops, and yogi comes to know many things, so that there are so many things to report in the interview. So some yogis who practices diligently, what he, she comes to know is a lot, so that the yogi reports many things to the meditation teacher. Even the meditation teacher has to say, okay, that's enough, I know what you mean. But some of the yogis, they're very afraid to come to interview. So Sarah says there is an answer why they are afraid to come to interview, because they have not practiced diligently, or they have not paid full attention on rising and falling. So Sarah says, please practice with faith and confidence. Please practice respectfully, meticulously. Please respect and cherish and value this practice. So if the yogi practices respectfully, meticulously, with cherishing the practice, then the Dhamma will unfold itself. Practicing rising, falling, one can discern mind and matter, cause and effect, and also the characteristics of impermanent suffering and non-self. Rising arises, the noting mind notes it, rising passes away, as well as the noting mind passes away. Falling arises, one notes falling, falling passes away, and the noting mind also passes away. So rising, falling arises and passes away. The noting mind that knows it also arises and passing away. So arising, things are arising and passing away. They are anicca, impermanent. And these things are arising, passing away, and thus they are suffering. So constantly tormented by arising and passing away. And rising and falling, it arises itself. So there is anatta, there is no self or no atta, no self involved. So in this way, yogi comes to know impermanent suffering and non-self. And as the yogi continues to practice, yogi also sees arising and passing away of the objects. The noting mind arises and passes away. The object also arises and passes away. So in this way, coming to see arising and passing away, one develops Udiyabhaya Jnana, knowledge into fast arising and passing away of the objects. So at the tender stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, there are happiness that can be experienced, the happiness that excels so many times than the worldly happiness. So just as Syaraji recited the verse, Sonya Karan Pavitasa Upasandasa Bhikkhuno Amanusi Rati Hoti Samadhamma Vipassato, meaning that in order to gain the Dhamma happiness that surpasses many times than the worldly happiness, there should be Samadhamma Vipassato, meaning that yogis should be observing, noting the presently arising object, and there will be Amanusi Rati Hoti, meaning that the Dhamma happiness excels so many times than the worldly happiness which is full of sensual objects, sensual pleasure, and so on. Rati here means joy or happiness, and this Dhamma happiness, it is so great, it is so outstanding. No other happiness, no other worldly happiness can compare with the Dhamma happiness. So at the stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, one feels very joyous, happy. And at the stage of Udiyabhaya Jnana, there is all bhasa, meaning one can see illumination, piti, there is joy and rapture. Yogi can feel goose pimples, goose flesh, and basati, tranquility in the mind, and sukha, there is well-being both in the body and mind. Adimokkha, sada, faith and confidence become very strong, very firm. Yogi has strong faith and confidence that this is the true Buddha, this is the true practice, these are the true Sangha who practices. So in this way, yogi has strong faith and confidence on the triple gem. And pagaha, meaning viriya, effort, becomes very strong. Some yogis may be sleeping, but the diligent yogi wakes up early and start practice early. And some of the yogis report they cannot sleep at night because they are mindful. So Syaro says not to worry if you don't fall asleep. Just be mindful and just note these objects continuously, even though you do not fall asleep. Even though one does not get sleep, but by being mindful, yogi feels fresh and energized, just as the yogi has taken vitamin that really energizes the person. So in the same way, even though the yogi does not fall asleep, keep on noting, keep on practicing. This practice keeps the yogi alert and fresh even though he or she does not fall asleep. And there will be sukha, happiness in the mind as well as well-being in the body. And yogi describes that such kind of happiness and well-being that he, she has never experienced before. So the yogi explains that the happiness and the well-being he, she is experiencing, he, she has not never encountered such kind of well-being and happiness in life before. And jnana, knowledge becomes strong. And upatthana, sati, mindfulness becomes very strong. Upekha, there is equanimity. Yogi does not want the worldly happiness. Yogi give up the worldly happiness, but yogi has this equanimity towards everything. Nikandi, meaning there is a refined form of attachment. So when the other nine impediments, when the other nine factors take place, yogi can be mistaken that he, she has gained the supramundane knowledge. So the other nine factors, such as illumination, they arise at this stage of jnana, but one should not be mistaken that one has attained supramundane knowledge. And one should not let, not even the refined form of attachment to arise. One should practice further. By practicing further, one can develop higher knowledge. So at the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, there is joy, happiness that excels many times than the worldly happiness. And if the yogi pursues practice, then there will be another good, which is very calm and tranquil. Good experience, which is calm and tranquil. And practicing further, yogi gets nearer and nearer to Nibbana. At the stage where both the mind and the body becomes very calm, yogi may even think that he, she is attaining Nibbana, but not yet. So at the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, yogi experiences joy and happiness, which is very good. And at the Sankharupekha Jnana, at the stage of Sankharupekha Jnana, there is great equanimity, which is very good. Some of the yogis, they are attached, being attached in these good experiences so that they cannot practice, they cannot progress further. So some of the yogis, because they are attached in this good experience, some yogis are taking 1 week, some yogis taking 1 month, some yogis taking 1 year in this stage, and some of the yogis, it takes the whole lifetime because they are being attached in this good experience. So Sarah says, not to be attached in these good experiences, one should practice further with sadha, faith and confidence, viriya, effort, sati, mindfulness, so that there will be concentration. One will develop knowledge. One can have good experience, a good, happy experience at the stage of Uddiyabhaya Jnana, and at the stage of Sankharupekha Jnana, there will be good experience, being calm and equanimity. And as the yogi practices diligently, he, she can attain Nibbana. So such are the benefits of practice by being diligent in the practice. So by applying appamatha, by practicing sati, mindfulness, it is the best award that the yogi can have when one realizes Nibbana, the true, the cessation of all mentality, and materiality. So 1 hour is up. Sayadaw says, may you all be able to practice Appamatta diligently, respectfully, so that you can attain Magga Phala Jnana, path and fruition knowledge, and Nibbana, the cessation of all mentality and materiality. May you all be able to practice to fulfill your goal. And in order to fulfill your goal, may you all be able to practice continuously and diligently. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.